Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie High School students Maisie Fugate, Dominic Helmuth, and Isaiah Sense about the musical production We Will Rock You, being performed April 13th through the 15th.
So you're playing one of the parts in the musical. Who is your character?
The Killer Queen.
And you're directing, is that correct? And acting, yeah. Directing and acting. Who are you playing in the show?
I am playing Buddy Holly.
And for you, Dominic?
I'm playing Galileo.
Tell me what the musical is about, the story of it.
So basically it takes place on Earth 300 years in the future. It's now referred as the Eye Planet, and it is ruled over by an evil dictator queen who goes by the Killer Queen. And all of her subjects, known as the Yuppies, are basically under mind control, and that's why they're all so loyal to her.
My character, Buddy Holly, leads a resistance group known as the Bohemians, and we are all about the power of rock and bringing it back, but we don't really know what it is.
And then my character, we are kind of like in a school, but like I'm a rebel, and I leave the school with this girl, in a way, sort of. And we meet up with Buddy Holly and the Crickets and their Bohemians, and we discover rock.
Who are the central characters in the show?
Well, our main character is Dominic's character, Galileo Figaro, and his companion, Scaramouche, and then the Killer Queen, Buddy Holly. They both play larger roles. And then there are some prominent Bohemians, and there's a yuppie police captain known as Khashoggi.
So it sounds like there's a lot of characters with names taken from Bohemian Rhapsody, one of Queen's most popular songs. And then, but you've got other, you know, real life people like Buddy Holly. I wonder, are there other characters similar to Buddy Holly?
There is a Britney Spears and an Ozzy Osbourne, and you'll definitely hear Madonna at some point.
Okay, lots of different artists. And so it's all the music of Queen? Is it kind of, you know, the popular songs that you've heard or songs that you've heard on their albums?
Some of it's more of their obscure music, but I'd say a majority of it is pretty well known to most audiences.
Okay. I wonder how Britney Spears and Madonna and with Buddy Holly too, how they kind of, if they mesh well into the world of Queen.
Well, the characters aren't based on the real actual people. The yuppies and the people in that society don't have names of their own. So when they escape out into the wild, so to speak, they've come across old posters and signs from old concerts. And so they've taken their names from these, as I think my character puts it, clues to the age of rock.
For doing this musical for you three, were any of you pretty familiar with Queen's music beforehand, or were you kind of new to it all?
I'm kind of a classic rock junkie, so I listen to a lot of Queen and all the good old-fashioned people.
I was definitely familiar with the music beforehand.
Yeah.
I was passingly familiar with a number of their songs, but I wasn't much of a rock fan, and so nothing against it. It just wasn't what I listened to, so I wasn't as familiar as some other people.
And what is your favorite song to perform or moment in the musical?
My personal favorite is Hammer to Fall or Who Wants to Live Forever. And those are both duets with my character and Scaramouche. They're just kind of fun. Well, Who Wants to Live Forever is a slow song, but Hammer to Fall is a fun, upbeat song, and I really enjoy it.
And for you two, favorite highlights of the show?
I'd say it's an equal split between A Kind of Magic and Another One Bites the Dust.
My favorite is probably Days of Our Lives. It's the song that my character sings, and he's reminiscing over what life used to be like. No spoilers, why?
Are you going to be singing with a backing track, or do you have a sort of band playing for the show?
We will have a live rock band on stage for that.
Cool. And is that some of the Mid Prairie students here?
Not that I'm aware of, but it'll be just a mix of different musicians from the community who are willing to do that for us.
Probably our Queen fans too, I hope. For fans of Queen, do you think they'll enjoy the show, you know, these Queen songs being done in a theatrical manner?
Definitely. I think they'll definitely enjoy it.
For non-fans or, you know, people who don't listen to Queen, what do you think they'll like or take away from the show?
I feel like they'd really enjoy the storyline because they put all these Queen songs that Queen just sang and put it into just a storyline, and it's kind of cool how it just kind of blends together to create an awesome show.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid Prairie High School students Maisie Fugate, Dominic Helmuth, and Isaiah Sense about the musical production We Will Rock You, being performed April 13th through the 15th. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.